If you were locked up, what would you do in your first moments of freedom? Today, we hear from teens serving time in a juvenile detention facility. LaShonda, a youth producer formerly incarcerated at the Long Creek Youth Development Center in South Portland, Maine, interviewed fellow inmates. They talk about their experiences and what they miss most. Something it seems we all take for granted, freedom.
If you were to be released today at this very moment, what would be the first thing you'd do?
Probably try to be reunited with my family. Probably go to the park with my son. That would be like one of the most things I want to do.
Play a game of basketball with my little brother. Go see my little sister. And then stop by the county and see my older brother.
Well, I'd probably go home, sit on my computer, play a little poker, talk to my dad, chill out with my friends, go for walks in the woods, go on the four-wheeler.
Go get dressed in my own clothes, do my hair, do my makeup. That's pretty much what I do. I don't know what else I do. Probably go out clubbing or something. But it'd be hard not to get myself in trouble.
I think I would try to go back to school to get an education. And because I got a chance coming in here, and I want to take that chance and use it well. Instead of coming back, I'd use it wisely. That's why I kind of hate myself for coming in here, because I had a good life going for me. Straight A's and B's, and I had a job, had everything, but one stupid night cost me all that.
Go hang out with my friends and wear my own clothes.
Put on a little makeup, put your hair,
yeah. Yeah, right. Just like that.
Looking back on all the small things, what do you think you took for granted the most?
I was so busy out doing drugs and drinking and smoking crack and hanging out with my friends that I totally took my family for granted, and now I'm missing them.
I took my freedom for granted the most, I think, because when I was out, I got to do anything I want, and then I screwed up, and then it locked me up, so.
Then you say you miss your family, like, you miss doing things with them, or?
I miss everything about them. My whole attitude towards them was, you know, screw them pretty much. They're going to be around forever. It's my friends I want to be with. It's, you know, I want to be doing this, I want to be doing that, I want to be with my boyfriend. I didn't want to be around them. I didn't want to spend time with them or nothing like that. Now I just wish I could. It kind of sucks just having, you know, have my mom come in here, visit me for, what, an hour and a half, and then leave. I just want to go home with her so bad. But before, I couldn't wait to get away from it. Now I just wish I could be there.
You say chill and hang out. Like, what types of stuff do you do?
I play, like, with my brothers. I play basketball with my brothers. Or with my little brother, we'll just go around walking.
Looking back on all the small things, what do you think you took for granted the most?
Probably being with my friends in the summertime.
What kind of stuff did you guys do?
Skateboarded, went to concerts, played our own stuff like that.
Family, parents, clothes.
I think that I used my time stupidly, in that I could have done more to keep myself occupied with my time instead of doing the things that I did. So I think that I take granted things that I should have done, like stayed in school and stayed in work and all that.
What do you miss most about being out, like out of everything?
Being able to do what I want, be my own parent, my own boss.
It must be hard being here now, people telling you when you can eat, when you can go to the bathroom, when you can go to bed to wake up.
Yep, it does, but no one can change me but me.
Do you have any intention on changing?
Honestly, no, but I play it off pretty good.
I think I miss, like, my family the most, because now that I'm in here, I'm missing a lot that happens, like my sister having a kid and her getting married, and I'm probably going to miss her marriage, so I think that being in here is, like, making me miss all the big things in life that people should not miss, like helping my brother with schoolwork and stuff like that. Instead of leaving them at home doing nothing and going to have fun with my friends, fighting and doing other things that really didn't matter.
Outside, nature, camping, canoeing, sports.
Spending time with my family.
I don't know, it's just life in itself, and here it kind of takes everything away from you. You can be yourself, and you don't have to worry about what people think, and you can joke around and not worry about staff telling you that, you know, you're being too rough with each other, you need to stop.
I'm doing a whole piece on freedom, and I want your opinion on what you think freedom means. Define it in your own words. Nobody else's, just yours.
Freedom,
Been able to sit there and spend time with my family. Been able to go to bed when I want, wake up when I want, just little things.
Life.
Can you specify, please?
Life on the outs, that's freedom. I mean, the freedom to make a choice, the freedom to say what you want to say, that's freedom.
Freedom to me is just being able to pretty much do what you want, whenever you want. Not having people holding you down, telling you what's up, what you gotta do, what you can't do, when you can eat, when you can sleep, when you can go take a piss, when you can shave, this and that. You should be able to do it your damn self.
Alright, well, for me, what freedom would be is not being behind locked gates, locked doors, being able to eat what you want, do what you want, talk to whoever you want.
Some people say they don't remember what freedom's like after being in here so long, and you've been here quite a while, so do you feel that way?
Not really. I mean, I still know what freedom is, but I just haven't experienced it for a while.
Everyone has their own definition of freedom, and I really don't know my definition of freedom right now, you know? I've been here for so long.
Freedom to me means being able to do what you want when you want, not having to go to bed at a certain time whenever people want you to go to bed, being able to take a shower when you want to, being able to have real soap, mind you.
To me, freedom is having your way, like doing things that you would really like to do. But freedom is like feeling good inside about doing what you're doing.
This piece was produced by LaShonda for the Blunt Youth Radio Project, a call-in program that airs on Greater Portland Community Radio. 50 high school-aged members trained in all areas of radio production produce the program weekly. You can find out more on our blog at youthcast.org. There, you can also let us know what you would do in your first moments of freedom. YouthCast is the next generation of sound. It is a glimpse into the magic eight ball of radio's future, and the outlook is good. A project of Generation PRX, which is a website that's all about youth radio. Check it out, generation.prx.org. We'll be back in 2 weeks featuring more stories by talented young producers. I'm Chantel Harley. Thanks for listening.